Blog Talk Radio.
I have to get in my groove every time I hear it. Oh, it just makes me so happy. It shakes off my nerves. It loosens me up. What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Yay, Coco's here. It's always such a pleasant surprise when you hear Coco.
Oh, my God, not a surprise. I've been here the last 2 weeks, huh?
I know, but it always makes me so happy. Can I be happy that my co-host is here?
Yeah, be happy.
Okay.
You should have.
I'm
going to play the clapping soundtrack.
We should upload some more sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the stuff we even say, like on a regular, like, honey, just upload it. When you have to say it so much. I'm also really excited because we have a super special guest. Do you know who our guest is today?
I do.
You do? Oh, I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Ryan Loves to Plan.
Hi.
Yes, right. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
You're more than welcome. We love it here. We love it here.
Yes, you guys are I'm getting to talk about, like, my favorite thing. I just feel like I was the only person who loved to talk about planners. My best friend calls it my little book.
I thought you were going to say sex.
Well, that too. I didn't know if we were, like, segueing into
hard. That's my mind. So sorry.
She just jumped right to the point, honey. Just,
okay.
Just drop the bomb.
Sorry. Planners later.
We know where her priorities are.
Okay.
I have the sick of this show.
You trying to get in that last little month of the fucking 40s, huh?
True.
Oh, I like that. The fucking 40s. I should have used that when I turned 40. Instead of the dirty 30s, now we in the fucking 40s.
Absolutely.
I like it.
I'm heading into the freaky 50.
The freaky 50. Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, by 50, you pass freaky. You filthy. You just filthy, nasty, dirty.
Well, I think my freak meter is, like, out of control at this point because, you know, when you get old, you have no ambition.
No filter. No inhibition. Like, everything is just, you're completely open and willing to do all kinds of stuff. You don't care who hears about it, who sees it. You're like, whatever.
My freak number going to be through the roof by Christmas.
Okay.
Well, what do you think your freak number is now?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me ask that question.
What's the scale?
I mean, I guess there's a normal, like, 1 to 10, but if yours is off the charts, then we could probably go with, like, a 1 to 20.
It's not off the charts yet.
Oh, but it's going to get there.
It's going to get there. We're headed in that direction.
So if you had to say what your freak number was right now, what would you say it is?
Okay, well, go ahead, Coco.
I'm thinking, hold on a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
But, I mean, I would have to say mine is definitely like an 8 or a 9. I sell toys. I sell bedroom candy. So, you know, I love, obviously, I love the topic, but and I love the activity even more. So, but there's always room for improvement. There's always things that, like, you want to try. And so I'm going to give myself a solid 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking 7-ish. But I will say this. I don't know if I should say this. I think it probably would be more, but my husband is more, daddy is more reserved than me.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say
it. He just kind of maybe holds back a little bit.
I don't know if he holds it back or is it, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I mean, but that's all really
Yeah, he's not as experimental. I think, and it's okay, but we have good sex, so.
And that's all that matters. Great sex is so important in the relationship.
Yeah. So.
Well, what's yours? What's yours? Yeah, Ree, what's yours?
As a resident lesbian on the call, I would probably give myself a 12.
Oh, shit. Oh. See, she went off the scale. Okay.
The reason I would say that is because if y'all saying 8 and 7, 8, that's because y'all probably kick it just with dudes. So I done been there with the dudes, and now I'm with a woman. So that got to give me a little bit more cool points.
That don't necessarily, no.
Why not?
I don't know. Yeah, your number could be what you wanted. Don't get upset.
No, I'm just asking. Why not?
I don't know.
So I was just thinking.
You could be as freaky as you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and I am.
I like it. I think people should embrace their inner freakiness. And most people don't.
No,
they don't.
It's so taboo.
Yeah.
It is. There's a lot that, you know, I love intimacy, and I just think it's that time when you get to kind of, like, be with that person that you're with, regardless of whether, like, y'all just met, you know, a couple hours ago and you just need to release, or if it's somebody that you've been with for 17, 20, 30 years, you know, and there's that opportunity that where it's just you and that person, and you get to, you know, do all those things. So, like, you should not be afraid to be as open, and we say, of course, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's freaky, but I think it's just as uninhibited as you want to be. And whatever keeps you guys happy and excited, like, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I also believe that you should be willing to try, you know, try new things. And, you know, a couple of times, because the first couple of times you might not like it. You might be too pissed for it, or you might be, you know, might not be the right person. After a couple of times, if you don't like it, then you still just don't like it.
Right.
Okay.
And what you might be willing to do with one person or not be willing to do with one person is something that you are willing to do with someone else.
Right,
and it's, like, the most amazing thing that you, you know, have experienced. Like, you reach that euphoria with them and all of that. And so you just might not have been with the right person to try that with.
Yeah, like, I'll give you an example with food, because I love food also.
food porn.
Right.
And I really love to watch people eat it, but not like
that. Does that turn you on?
Not like that fake stuff that they do on TV. Like, on,
okay.
Like, I need to watch somebody really eat. Like, they not doing it for the camera. Like, they just eating because they eating. And I want to say, yeah, do, but don't tell nobody.
We'll keep it between us.
Right. It's girl code. We'll keep it between us.
And my friends, they be knowing. They be like, Erica, I'm eating this just for you, boo. they know I'm watching. I'm just going to stare. But anyway, like, somebody might make potato salad and you might not like it. But somebody else can make potato salad and you really love it. And then
exactly.
It's like, oh, they did something different with their potato salad. And I like that.
Exactly. I learned, speaking just about food, I don't like coleslaw, but I tried somebody's coleslaw at a function, and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I don't always eat coleslaw, but I'll eat theirs. So, yeah, I get it.
I always eat coleslaw, but when I
do.
Yeah.
But when I do.
Oh, Okay, so before we continue chit-chatting about our favorite topic, let's get into our other favorite topic. I want to know what y'all got going on this week. Have you planned for the week? What we planning in? How goes it?
Oh, this is a busy, busy week for me. I'm also, along with being able to do what I love, which is bedroom candy and being a consultant, I also have my own virtual assisting business. So I am working with, like, different organizations and nonprofits that need administrative tasks. So I use and rely on my planner a lot, my little book. And it is just, it kind of keeps me grounded. I've learned to start writing things out. So this week, one of my clients, it's her birthday week. I do some assisting for a radio personality here in the D.C. area, and it's her birthday. Her birthday is actually on Tuesday, but this whole month has just been, like, constant stuff. So I have been keeping all of that in my planner in order to be able to keep up with everything. And so I've got a bunch of different events that are happening this week to kind of close out her month. And I'm keeping all of that kind of, like, written out.
Okay, so as you manage her schedule, I mean, to manage your schedule, you have to manage her schedule, obviously.
Exactly.
So do you color code to show your activities versus her activities? Or, like, are you a highlighter kind of girl? Are you a two-planner kind of girl? Tell me more about your planning system.
Oh, dear God. I tried to do more than one planner. I am still trying to figure that out. I have a planner, of course, that I use at work, at my full-time job. And then I try to have a separate planner for, you know, my other business, my business stuff versus my personal. That didn't work out for me. I got too overwhelming for me. It got too overwhelming for me to keep things in separate sections. So I keep a planner. I have my full planner, which is a HP Happy, a HP Classic. I love that size because I write big. And then I also keep stuff on my phone. So I do her stuff from my things. And I love my highlighters. I use the midline highlighters. So I like those in the Tombow, a couple of colors in the Tombow. And so I keep those things highlighted and keep her stuff separate from, like, what my personal stuff is.
Okay. Coco, what you got going on in your planner this week?
Rounding off the end of the month, so just started for my birthday month.
Yes.
I got my Build Beautiful box, so I think I'm going to use some of that stuff for my birthday. But you remember I was asking last week about the birthday stickers?
Yeah.
Then I forgot about the Live, Love, Posh.
Oh, the celebration book? Yeah.
Yes, and the pink one. So I think I have it covered now. So, and I got some dolls that I can pop in there. But anyway. Other than that, and I traveled for work, I'm not traveling this week. So
what?
Mm-hmm, this week I'm staying put.
Okay,
uh-oh.
So what day are you going to call me?
Call you?
I said, what day are you going to call me?
What you mean?
This week. You ain't working, so you can call me. You ain't got nothing
else. Yeah, call you every day. I'll call you every day.
All right.
I can call you every day.
I'm going to put it in my planner every day.
Yeah. Put it
now,
in
do you
plan.
Color code that?
Yeah, she should.
I highlight it.
You highlight it.
That's a big day.
It is. It's like,
that
what?
Is muy importante.
Yes, it is.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, as far as my plan, okay. Super long story short, I did not use my dailies last week. I don't know what it was. I think because I didn't have anything to do and I was going to chill at home. So I just used my weekly spread. It took me till Friday to write in it. But like I said, I didn't really do much. But it was a lot to, you know, things I did do. I marked those down. So I worked on a fall bucket list. because I'm trying to use up all these HP stickers. Also, so I think we talked about having something small to carry so that I won't have this half letter A-Sav with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the months in an A6 allergy. Because I can throw that in my bag, oxygen bag, my purse, whatever, and it won't be too heavy in addition to all the other shit I got to carry now. So I'm really excited about it.
I got a now what I do, even though I said I don't use a multiple planner, I do have a Happy Planner Mini that I keep in my purse. And I just have the monthlies in that and some notebook paper in that. And I use that, like, if I'm going to, you know, I'm just jotting down some notes, or if I have stuff that I want to keep in my, you know, keep in my, I want to write down. I do kind of also use my phone if that's, I will put stuff in my phone too.
Yeah, that's a planner.
Yeah, that's a planner.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. So I guess I do use multiple planners. Now, I have a question. How do you guys use dailies? Versus like your weekly planners. I don't do a whole lot of stuff. I have to keep my work stuff at home. I mean, you know, at my full-time job, I have to keep that separate from what I do, of course, because I work in law enforcement. And so I feel like I don't get to utilize the whole daily, you know, because I'm at work from 9 to 5. So I feel like it's a waste. How do you guys use that versus just like a weekly?
I use mine for work because because of the different plans that I manage. So I'll separate them, Texas, Pennsylvania, Georgia, whatever. And but I color code it for dailies. Like if I have terminations for one, I'll put that in yellow. If I have, you know, whatever it is, benefits, stuff like that, I'll put it in different colors, but it'll be for that location. And then I check it off as I can. If I didn't get to it, then I transfer it to tomorrow.
So I struggled with that all year because I am not working right now, but I have a lot of health things. So I try to took my meds, made up the bed. I try to make sure that I'm reminding myself that I do things during the day. So it might not be until after I do it, but if I can write down everything that I do, I can give myself credit for doing those things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a lot to say that you got up and fixed you something to eat, but when you feel like shit, it is. So you did do something today. You got up and you fed your family. You got up and you vacuumed. You did this. I put down TV shows because I might be like, dang, I wanted to watch this. Did I watch this? Where did I leave off? And so it's like a diary that's not like, your diary.
Right.
It's kind of like, I watched season 4, episode 7 of Game of Thrones, and that shit was fine. And moving on. I finished this book today. And so I try to use it the most, you know, the best way I can, but I had to learn to not overthink it.
Yeah, I always feel like I am wasting paper if I do the daily. Now, I do know that I like the, they sit in a subscription box. So I love cloth and paper. I've become a minimalist after I bought all these goddamn Happy Planner and all of that, and I'm like, wait, I don't necessarily need all of this color. I like neutral colors. Let's, you know, this is just too much for me. I'm not carrying around all this crap. So I got into using a lot of that cloth and paper stuff, and they sent in one of the subscription boxes, they sent a I think it was like maybe their August or September. September? No, because I didn't get that one. So I think maybe it was like their maybe June or July box, and they sent 3 different planners inserts, And so I got into that, and I like their, I believe it's like a horizontal, their horizontal calendar, something like that. It's at the, it's got lines at the top and then the schedule at the bottom. So now I get kind of the best of both worlds, and I'm
right.
really enjoying that. And so I think that's going to be what I'm going to get for 2024.
Did you get the rock?
I did get the, you talking about the paperweight?
That is a rock.
I did get it. I like it, though.
What are you doing with that? What rock? What is, do you have a rock collection?
Hell no. But it's cute. It's sitting on my desk in my office. Like, I have, you know, it's there, and it's pretty.
That's a bathroom.
I was just saying, this is luxury and simplicity.
You were like,
yes.
Damn that, huh?
I said, yes. These motherfuckers sent me a rock. It's nice
to pay
for it, too. I
could have
went outside and got
that. It got you a rock, baby. Play with your intelligence.
I was a little sad. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little sad about that rock. And I fucked with Ashley. I got all the sticky notes. Every last one of them, every color, every pewter, every tan,
oh
every
God.
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But that
I
rock.
I haven't gotten it yet.
They lost
that rock. That rock.
They went far left with that one.
Yeah. I was like, and it was so funny because I was sending my friends. I was like, oh, look, a rock. It took me a minute.
Yeah. Their sub boxes definitely have some interesting stuff in there, but that's the one thing that I kind of like treat myself to with my planner and is the sub box. They've really gotten like really good with it, so it's kind of become my favorite group or planner company now. But yeah, the rock was definitely interesting.
Yeah, it was. I just got something from them called a mental download. It was in my gift bag from, I want to say, Love and Light Charms anniversary event. And so that was pretty cool. So I have a lot of their inserts. I took them a lot. I do this volunteer work at this place, this community group. And so I take a lot of the things from there because I'm trying to elevate her office so she feel like she... You know, but you know how old people are. Girl, I just need some paper. And I'd be like, now you need pretty paper. Love you, Miss Gail, just in case you're listening. So tell me about how you got into planning and decorative planning. Like, tell me more.
Well, I like I said, I don't know. I just, at some point, I've always used a planner ever since I was in school, which seems pretty, like, cliche. Most people have done that. And then all of a sudden, I found, I don't know if it was like an Instagram page or a Facebook or what it was, and I realized, goddamn, there is a whole group of people who like planners, and they are doing like all of this decorating, and it just became something that I was staying up until 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning looking at on Instagram. And then I got into the whole having to buy all of the things, and my best friend thought I was completely crazy because she's like, yeah, no, I don't need all of that. I just put it in my phone. And but I was like, no, you got to try it. And then, of course, just like everybody says, it's a whole thing where you have to figure out what works best for you. And with me doing the business and all of that, it just became like a little bit too much. I love looking at everybody's spreads every week. But I really have gotten to a point where I'm just like, I need to be a little bit more intentional about what I was doing. And so now I've gotten to the point where I like just the functional stickers thing because I hate my handwriting. And so I like, things that say deadline and all of that. And so I do more decorating with that. And then, of course, like you said, Cross the Paper has every hue of nude and all of that in the dots. And so I use it more now for functionality and purpose as opposed to aesthetic.
Yeah, I think we all like, ooh, shiny. You know, we buy the things, and then we finally get to the point that we like,
this is way too much.
Yeah, like, I don't know, what am I going to do with all this shit? I need a stash box. Let me send you some shit because, did you know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur forever? Like, or is that something that planning helped you decide? Like, how did you get it? I guess that's, tell me about the entrepreneurship of it all.
So I started, I've been doing toy parties for probably about, oh my God, my son is 24. So probably about like 20 years, maybe off and on. And this is absolutely hilarious, but my mom is the one who got me into doing, toy parties. She was like, Ryan, my family is very, very open. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And when we get together, generally our conversations go into sex. And she was like, you should be a toy consultant. And I found a company, and that was kind of how I got into it. And I really, at this point, just kind of use my planner to keep me, like, we have, you know, training and all of that. And so my planner really kind of keeps me grounded with that and keeps me scheduled. And then with the virtual assistant, I'm an administrative assistant by trade at home, or in my full time. And so I am always required to kind of keep everyone else's schedule and keep all of their things organized. So I just, they just really kind of coincide.
My family, I know. Now listen, the family that don't mind talking about it all, even though mine is pretty much like that, is definitely Coco.
Coco, your family is like this too? They talk about sex all day long?
It was our dinner table conversation.
Yes.
We talk about anything. If it's on your mind, say it. We just talk about everything. I think it's important.
My 13-year-old son is really taking up on that. I wanted to raise him in an environment where he feels comfortable. So he's really obsessed right now. Well, not so much now, because he realizes a little bit of privacy is needed, but all this coming into puberty, he's like, Mom, my junk's getting hard. Mom is big. You know, he calls it big. I don't know what's going on. You know, he is definitely sharing all of it.
You sound like me and my son. My son, like, and I know he's listening. He's going to be like, oh, my God, Mom, don't talk.
What's up, son? We love
it. My handsome. So, yeah, he lives in California, so he is supporting Mom all the way, him and his girlfriend. Hi, Pumpkin. So they are supporting all the way from California, and I absolutely love them. But we are the same way. Everybody is like, you have such a free-spirited relationship. Like, we're just very open. We talk about all kinds of stuff. He's like, I know he came home from college and there was a little, you know, I really enjoyed if you have not become an empty nester at some point, you know, like, you have a lot to look forward to when you send them off to college. And so there was, Mom decided to do a little exploring in the house. And when he came home, I happened to tell him about this particular incident that happened in the house. And he's like, Mom, in the kitchen?
Oh, God.
He's like,
yeah, he don't even want to eat. Yes.
He's like, wait a minute, in the kitchen? So, you know, we
and now he in California doing it in his kitchen.
Honey. Like, hey.
Shout out to training up a child in the way that he should go.
Hello.
So when he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay?
That's right. You know, we have to make sure our babies are able to go out here and be good.
They're ready
husbands
for the world.
And girlfriends. Right. Not, you know, we got to, financials and fucking are two of the things that you have to make sure that you send your child off with good
and
information on, right?
Please, please do not forget the feeding, okay? Like, it's three F's. Fuck, feed, finance. Fuck, feed, finance. They go together.
Well,
yeah,
see, and I make sure he's got all of that. He can cook. He can throw down in the kitchen.
Okay.
My son can warm up you some what you call them things? Hot pockets.
Well, he eating.
He gonna learn. He gonna feed you. It might not be what you want. It ain't gonna be gourmet yet.
Right.
Pizza roll.
But he's getting there.
Yeah, we working.
He's getting there. That is funny.
I don't think I'll ever be an empty nester though.
No.
Of course you will.
I love it. I miss him, but I absolutely love it. It allows, see, that's where I get to work on that freak number that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So he came home just like recently for about a week or two. And, well, he was home for a few days. And I was like, okay, I can't do the things in my house that I normally do. I'm like, I love you, but when are you going home? Right.
Caller, I wonder who this could be. Let's see. Hold on.
Probably him.
Oh, no, right? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, I just joined in. What were you guys talking about at the end?
Would you happen to be her son?
No, my name's Johnny.
Oh, well, hi, Johnny. We were actually talking about not being able to do the things you want to do sexually when your children are at home.
That's what I thought. So I'm gay. I'm a homosexual. And we
mm-hmm.
actually adopted two children. And we've had a similar issue because my partner is the loud one, if you know what I mean. So one thing that we've done is...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, love it.
Yeah, he's the loud one. So one thing that we've done is we've made really good friends with the neighbor, and we just kind of take turns watching their kids and they watching our kids.
Also, so do you guys plan for a date night?
Well, we have family that we can leave the boys with. I have a brother. His name is Alex. He watches football all the time. He's actually watching football right now, so he doesn't mind when we just drop him off as long as they don't bother him too much. But it's pretty chill, you know. It's a really good way because if they help you out, then, you know, you can help them out on some days when, you know, my brother, he's also homosexual, that he wants to be the one
mm-hmm.
who's screaming. So we just take turns like that.
Oh, I love
it. I love it. You get to plan for scream night.
Oh, yeah. That's what we
scream
were,
night.
That's
what we call it.
Planning for
that's
person.
What you call it? Just to let
yeah,
you know.
We call it a scream night in our household. Straight
men scream, too.
You said
What are some of the solutions that you guys proposed?
Oh, I love the whole planning for that. I mean, I used to send my son to grandma's house like all the time if I wanted to, you know, to have that kind of night or like, I mean, I did it in the car, you know.
Okay. I think
that's great.
I usually like will cut the radio on or the TV on or whatever.
The TV is good.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's on beforehand, so it's not like, oh, they just cut that on. What's going on? It's like
exactly.
On beforehand, so they're already distracted or whatever. But, I mean, I guess my kid is 13, so he's really into himself, his phone, his games, and so it's not as, you know, hard to navigate as when he was younger.
Mm-hmm. my son was a heavy sleeper, so I didn't quite have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Johnny. How'd you find out about the show?
Oh, I was just searching the Black Talk Radio website because sometimes I like to call in, me and my boyfriend, Ken. So we just like to scroll and see who is live now. I actually have him here right now. Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Ken. Do you all, are you all planners? Do you have planners or journals or anything like that?
I do. I use a website called Habitica. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
Yeah, so I use that. We plan every Sunday night. We're just sitting down to do our journals. He's a paralegal in New York City, so he makes a lot of money.
Okay.
He's a big baller over there. And he's the screamer.
Yes.
So as long as every Sunday night we plan our week, we get our scream night in, and then he's ready to go into work in the city.
Oh,
he's making all that money. I scream for him too, or let
exactly.
him scream whatever.
He can hear you. Can you say his name because he's a little embarrassed. Can you try talking to him?
Well, Ken, nothing to be embarrassed about.
We are screamers too. We enjoy screaming. Like, you know, screaming kind of releases endorphins. And you know, they say, like, when you moan and when you, especially you're supposed to kind of do it from your diaphragm, not that, like, high-pitched kind of screaming. That's that porn shit that, you know, people do. So when you do it from, you know, from the diaphragm and you're moaning and you're really enjoying it, not only does it let your partner know how much you are enjoying it, which kind of excites them. I know for me, I get off on when my partner or the person I'm with is enjoying it. Yeah, and they're vocal. Especially if they want to talk, you know. I really like to hear that. So it's there's nothing wrong with screaming. I scream on.
And I definitely think that the more you do it, the more you are vocal about it, the more they know that they're in the right space, right? Like,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and your freak number gets higher.
Period.
So work on those freak numbers.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Johnny. I hope you'll give us a follow and listen to us again. That was nice. I guess with that, I'll go ahead and give out the number in case anybody else wants to call. The number to call in is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. Okay, so let's see. How long have you been a toy slanger?
Ooh, a toy slanger. I like that term. I'm going to have to use that. I'm a toy slanger. Well, like I said, I got into it about 15 years ago. Yeah, I started off with another company, and I've been with like two or three different companies. The one thing that I really didn't like about those companies that I absolutely love about Bedroom Candy is that they didn't let men be a part of the conversation. You couldn't have miniature parties. You couldn't, you know, men couldn't be consultants. And I'm sitting here thinking like, well, wait a minute. How in the world am I going to explain to a group of women how to use a toy? Most people, there's always like this misconception about toys, and men always have that, oh, no, I don't need that. I'm good. She got me, you know. And so it turns into this where men think that they are being replaced by the toy and not that it becomes an enhancement. The first person who introduced me to a toy was a man, like, a guy that I was in a relationship, and he was an older guy, and I absolutely was like taken aback, and I'm sitting here thinking like, well, what the hell have I been missing, you know? And so I hated that those companies didn't allow men to be a part of the conversation. And then fast forward, right before COVID, I had gotten out of it. And like I said, it's really something that I love doing. I love talking about sex. Where else can you you know, talk about it and get paid without
being
a whore. Porn.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some things I can't do. This I can, but, you know, my government job won't let me do it. Love the government job, but I had been doing it, and then I kind of got out of it because I was like, oh, well, people don't really want toys anymore. This is, you know, it's a different age group, and they don't want toy parties. And so I stopped, and I would be out in public. I know one time I went to a state fair, like a little kiddie type fair, and I was there, and this lady sees me, and she goes, oh, my God. I remember you, and I was like, you do? And I am terrible with people's names. I know faces, but I am terrible with names. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, where the hell does this woman know me from? I get that all the time. People are always like, you're so, you know, you look familiar. And she's like, you did my party. Do you still do adult parties? And I was like, well, no, unfortunately not. But I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, we are around a bunch of kids. And this woman wants to know whether or not I still, you know, sell dicks. Like, meanwhile, I'm watching my niece, you know, slide down this slide. And I was like, no, I don't actually do that anymore. And so she's like, oh, you know, you should do it. So I struggled with it, and then I found Bedroom Candy. It's an amazing, you know, company. I love it. Candy is always about her coins, and so I'm like, well, what better person to learn from with it? And her freak number is
high.
She got a high freak number.
Yeah. Off the chart.
Her and Todd, she keeps Todd quite happy, apparently. So,
listen, you know what I want to know? And I know you probably don't know, but Candy, if you just so happen to ever decide to listen to the show, I want to know if you pegging that man. Because he loves you. Like, he love you. And, I mean, I'm totally with it, and I would definitely watch, but I just want to know. Okay.
That is too funny. I wish I had known that, like, before this week, because we just had convention, and we rolled out a bunch of new products, and she's always at convention, and that would have been a very interesting question to ask her.
I have a friend. He wasn't following because he can't do it. He's going to lose all his masculinity if he answered that question. Well, let me not say that stereotypical masculinity, because a real woman and a real man can do anything together, and that makes them heterosexual.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah.
What you do in your bedroom is between you and whoever you're doing it with.
Yeah, and your partner, for sure.
You have to have a trust factor, though.
You do.
So it can't just be with anybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can if you care that it gets out. I mean,
Right. Me. Have to do the walk of shame or something.
Yeah, me, I don't do nothing that I don't give a damn. So... I'm well over 21, so whatever.
Right. So what I choose to do is what I choose to do, honey.
Yeah. So I know that during the pandemonium, you and Coco, you used to do some Zooms.
I did.
And Coco used to go to them. I didn't even know that when I asked you to come onto the show. And I think that's so awesome. So. Do you still host those types of conventions via Zoom, or do you not conventions, those type of parties via Zoom, or do you have to be in person now? Like, has
no.
The year changed the game?
It really did. We were just talking about that. We talk about that all the time, and how, like, COVID really just kind of changed the game for everything, right? Like, we learned that we can work from home and all that. And so we had to, because of course, toy parties, just like Mary Kay and all that, were all in home. That was where, how you normally did. You packed the dicks up and you took them to the party. Right. And I still absolutely love that. I love being in person with people. I like the fact that people can, like, touch stuff and their expressions. So I have this, it's like a 9-inch dildo that I bring out and I use for, you know, like a, I use it for like, not experimenting. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I use it for demonstrations. And so when I bring him out, he even has a name. His name is Andre. And so when I tell people that I have brought a male model with me, they, of course, they get really excited about it, right? They're looking for me to bring out some guy. And then I turn around and I slap this thing. I pull it out and I slap this thing.
Big old dick.
A big old brown dick. And I slap this thing on the floor and they go wild. And I love that. But, you know, we do definitely do them. We do videos. Once a month we do like a big my team does a big party online just because we know that people get really busy and you still want to have a good time. You still want to have fun. Of course, our COVID numbers, they say, are going up again now. And I hope that, you know, that doesn't put us in a situation where we can't be around each other again, because I absolutely hated having to be stuck in the house. You know, you always want to be in the house, but when somebody tells you you have to be in the house,
that's
you like,
yeah,
that.
Don't
I
worry,
gotta get
that
out.
Won't happen. That's not going to happen again.
Thank God.
Right,
I don't want to be in the house. I need to get out. So we found a way to improvise, and it really worked out for us. It gave us an opportunity to be able to reach people and see people that you know, I wouldn't have ordinarily, like, I may not have ever met Coco. And so they had a good time. I joined the group with, I think, through the planner community, something else that I loved, and got an opportunity to meet some new ladies. And I did a couple of, I invited them to one of the Zoom parties. And Coco, you had a good time with some items, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I have some items.
Coco, do you want to share with the class what items you bought, or is that too personal? Coco, what is your safe word? I ask everybody else what their safe word is, and I don't think you've ever told me yours.
I don't think I need a safe word. I need a safe word?
I mean, just in case we talk about something, because, you know, I ask anything.
Oh, but no, you know, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I don't. I thought you were talking about with Daddy. I was like, oh.
Oh, no, I don't care about
that. You're not supposed to share your safe word with everybody.
But I don't have one. I don't have a safe word. Anything goes.
I need to know.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have a safe word. You can ask me. So what was the question? Oh, what was the one that I bought? I can't think of the name of it. And I just told her what it was.
It was the Candy Kiss.
It's like a little lipstick thing.
Uh-huh.
You can do it anywhere. You can use it anywhere.
Yeah. So
in traffic, you know, on the highway.
She remembers.
Yeah. You can use it anywhere.
It
just looks like a lipstick.
It looks like a lipstick.
I think I have something like that.
That's one of our big sellers. Everybody loves Candy Kiss because it is discreet and looks like a lipstick, so you can take it to TSA and you don't have to worry about them being all in your business and whipping your, you know, toys out. Oh, my, it's going through.
Speaking of TSA, one time, not recently, probably 2 years ago maybe, I was going to TSA and I had a carry-on bag. They were like, something was vibrating in my bag. And so the guy was like, there's something in your bag, you need to take it back. And I was thinking to myself, what the hell could be in my bag? I have nothing in it. They had all the little 3-ounce bottles, all of that. So he goes to open it, and he was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe you want to come over here. And I was like, oh, well, what is it? So it was like, I was like, oh, let's just take the batteries out. And he's like, you're going to do it right here? And I was like, well, where are we going to go? And he was like, oh. Okay. I mean, who cares? You think I'm the only woman in this line with a vibrator in my bag?
Thank you.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I was like, yeah, let's just take the batteries out.
Whip it out, hey.
Whip it out, take the batteries out. Yeah. But you see that a lot at TSA. And now that people have those lithium-ion batteries, they light up when it goes.
Everything is rechargeable.
Yeah, so it goes through the thing, and it lights up sometimes. And then they'll be like, oh, what's this in your bag? But now it's common. Everybody has a vibrator in there.
The one thing I love is that all of ours are rechargeable. So you just bring your battery pack. You don't have to worry about having to take your batteries out. You don't have to worry about, like, taking the batteries out of the remote because you are right at that O and you're, like, hollering, oh, damn, because the battery has stopped on your toy.
Yeah.
So
but taking the batteries out the remote control for the TV.
Exactly.
Toys.
Exactly.
Honey, listen, I done been there, honey.
Yeah, so now you just make sure your favorite toy is charged and fully ready to go or stick that sucker on the battery pack and, you know, put the battery pack next to you and keep it moving.
So for those of us who are innocent and have no idea what you're talking about.
Until proven guilty.
But her freak number is 12.
Yeah, hello.
What would be something that you would offer a newbie? Like, what would not offer a newbie, but like,
or like let a newbie tell a newbie to try.
Like, you know, hey, maybe start here, start low because you're at a 2, and we're trying to work your number up.
Okay, so I get that question all the time. That's a good question. Definitely, like the which she has the candy kiss. And then we also have another product called, oh, Lord, I can't even think of what it's called at the moment. It is on the tip of my finger, which is actually where the toy goes. And it just allows you to, like, really kind of please yourself. I know this is, like, self-care September. So you can use it.
Absolutely.
See, you can use it by yourself. Or you can use it together, and it's a great toy. I absolutely love that one. So those would be the two that I would say are small, they're discreet, you can kind of, they're not intimidating. It definitely depends on what it is that you're looking for, what you want to do, and how you like to orgasm. If you're a clitoral stimulated person, or if you are a G-spot person, you might like the whole nipples and making sure that your nipples are stimulated. So these particular toys allow you to kind of hit all of those zones. And like I said, you can do them by yourself, or you can use a partner with them, and they are not extremely intimidating to that partner. That partner can still be a part of the process. They can be penetrating while you are, they're also using a toy on the clitoris, so that way you can get that, that stimulation that way, or you can if you like anal stimulation, then you can also use the toy there as well. So those would be two of the ones that I would say would be like beginner toys.
So the Rise and Shine would be like a beginner couple.
The Rise and Shine.
Mm-hmm. It has like a cock ring and a little.
Yes, that's definitely a beginner couple toy. The cock ring part of it, of course, this is where I say it allows for your partner, especially that stigma that we were talking about earlier where men feel like they can't, they're being replaced. So this allows you to kind of turn him into your own personal vibrator. And then it also gives you that clitoral stimulation so that way when he puts the cock ring on, every time that he's penetrating, it's hitting that hitting your clitoris, and then you are able to get that vibration as well as the penetration.
Okay.
Hey, that sounds fun.
Yes, honey.
So I know we talked a lot about self-care, and to me personally, the ultimate, self-care is going to get your mani and your pedi.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, self-care is ultimately, any way that you please yourself. even if it's planning, right? And like we say, with planning the perfect night where you're taking care of yourself. But are there other products such as like lotions or body rubs or anything that could help you get, you know, plan that perfect self-care moment or pre-plan that moment with your partner?
There are. So there's definitely, like, we love to plan. We love to put those things in our planners. And like you were saying earlier, when it comes to sometimes just using your planner as your diary and actually really mapping out those things that you want to do. So sometimes I know a lot of times we hear our couple friends or friends who are in relationships and things like that, everybody, when things start to maybe go a little south, they're saying, we don't have time for intimacy. We've got the kids, like the caller who called in, our kids are young and we need to, we really want to be able to enjoy ourselves. So we need to, get the kids out of the house so that we can do that. So what I would say when it comes to like planning that perfect night is sex is not just about those moments where you're penetrating and you're, you're having sex. Sex kind of an intimacy starts, it can start earlier in the day. So you really can like plan out that time to be intimate with each other and hey, put it in your planner if you need to. If that needs to be like a date night, then you put that in your planner and schedule that in your book or in your phone or wherever it is, that you make sure that you do those things together. And then that can start with like sending some text messages. So you get your partner excited first thing in the morning. Send them that good morning text message. We all love that good morning text message, that good morning sexy, good morning baby text message. And then, then you can start sending some pictures, maybe like later on, go in the bathroom if you're at work and hike that skirt up or whatever you've got on and go in the stall, pull your pants down, send a couple of little exciting pictures and be like, this is waiting for you when you get home. And then once you get home, there's some other things that you can kind of do. Sex is an intimacy. I believe it encompasses all five of the senses, smell, touch, sight. So like you want to make sure that you're physically appealing to your mate. We have, our products that are like, we have some lingerie, right? So,
That's what I was wanting. So I see some handcuffs. I see some
We do. We have some lingerie. We also then there's like smell, and we have something called Seduce Me, which is like a pheromone based oil, and you can put it on earlier in the day. You can put it on with your perfumes and things like that, or your cologne or whatever it is. And so now like your mate, you can kind of just rub it on them or brush up on them. And now they get to smell you all day. So they're thinking, well, damn, like I really can't wait till she gets home.
Does the pheromone entice them, or is it just,
it does.
Is it just something that people talk about? I know everybody who lives by it, she swear by it.
Well, pheromones are very real. Animals emit pheromones. So, I love a man that's, when he's kind of sweaty, that's my thing. Especially if he's played basketball, I'm like, oh my God, but those are pheromones. We emit pheromones all the time. Maybe if you're a little bit more excited and your partner goes to put their hand down there and, like you're emitting a pheromone. All of these things are things that kind of entice that person.
Okay.
And so, yes, pheromones are very real. Erica is not lying.
Okay, so Which one, you know, that's how I actually came up with Erica Lynn, right? Because I fuck with Erica Badu. Well, I did before she got.
I used to say she was my cousin.
Huh?
I used to say she was my cousin.
Okay, right. Like, I love
she has the same last name.
She really understands how misconstrued I always am and how nobody ever understands me. And anyway, all that to say. So they have Heartthrob and French Kiss. Which one is your favorite? Can you have a favorite being a consultant? I think so. And if not, we just won't tell nobody else. Okay, tell me.
So I have favorites. I have favorite toys. I have favorite products.
But I mean between these two things, Heartthrob or
French Kiss is definitely my favorite. French Kiss is absolutely my favorite. It's like a light, airy kind of scent, and I absolutely love that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you get samples of these products? And if so, have you ever thought about sending them out as well?
I do. I will purchase things, like say if I want someone to maybe do like a test for me and give me their opinion. I might send out a little something. I always give samples. I do a lot of like swag bags for things for different conferences and that sort of thing. And I love to be able to put like our lube samples.
I ain't never not one time got no lube at no planner event.
It should be a part of the planner swag bags. I think I'm going to talk to Go Wild and see if I can be a swag bag sponsor next year. Wouldn't that be funny?
I mean, what you should get with some of these smaller events that don't have 5 million people first to try it out. I can tell you a couple that's coming up. Hint. You know, you could say we're going to talk to your plans a couple. We could definitely try it out, get back to you, and let you know how it works.
I most certainly can. I have no problems with doing that. Absolutely. I'll send like a little care package.
I'm on the committee for one that's going to be taking place here in Atlanta next June. Shit. Sorry. No, June. Something like
it's
that.
It's August.
Yeah, August. Thank you.
Oh, I've never been to a planner conference.
Oh, you should definitely come.
August. Are they fun?
You should
so much fun.
We can say that the lube can be magical. You get
yes, because this is
there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's what we need to do.
I can maybe market it as like, if you are happy and you've released your endorphins and you've had your orgasm for the day, you will have better planner peace.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, you could do that too.
You'll be more focused and be able to plan. After you had that orgasm.
After you, I was about to, that post nut, you know, clarity is everything, right?
Everything.
If you get a good orgasm and it makes you have so much, like you want to clean the house, you want to do all kinds of stuff. You'll plan out your whole month.
I was going to say, I'm so good to me, I need a nap.
After your nap.
Right, after your nap. That post-orgasm nap is so important.
It is. That's the best way to go to bed. I encourage you to love yourself. Each
before,
and every day you get. Yeah.
Exactly. If you cannot sleep, you know,
yeah.
love on yourself a little bit, and you will definitely have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So I really, really thank you. Can you tell our listeners how to find you and your perfect party planning supplies?
Absolutely. So I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook group called BK Paradise. That's BK and then Paradise. And we go on there and you know, I share tips and secrets. On Instagram, I am on there as well. And I have my Ryan Loves to Plan, R-I-A-N, Loves to Plan. But my my Instagram page there is BK Pleasures Paradise. And so you can find me there. And then, of course, my Bedroom Candy website is www.bedroomcandy.com and then /11223. And if you message me on or DM me on Facebook, my Facebook page is Ryan, R-I-A-N, Duke. And if you message me and tell me, you know, that you want to order, then and you let me know that you listen to the podcast tonight, then I am offering a 10% discount to your listeners. So
listen,
we love a good discount.
I'm
yes.
just trying to tell you, we love a discount. We love a code.
Yes,
and
gotta share the coin.
Yeah, that is so lovely. And not only did you get to talk about planning piece, we got to figure out how to plan your perfect night with yourself or with your partner. We got to talk about planners. Have you planned for next week? That is my question.
I have. So I am, my Sunday consists of, now that football season is here, it consists of me being able to, like, sit down. At 1 o'clock, I do not move. 1 o'clock is my time to watch football. So from 1 to 10, I am watching football. My planner is in front of me. And on commercials, I am planning while I'm yelling at the TV. Of course, my Commanders lost today, unfortunately. So I'm not happy about that.
Today.
My Commanders. They're
Commanders?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a Redskins fan through and through. They will always be Redskins to me.
Yeah,
but
that's why I was like, who are the Commanders?
I have to, you know, for those who want to use their name
I
now,
yeah,
so hope we change that name again. But,
yes,
they are always Redskins for me.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I
so
that.
I am planning. It's in the works, so once we're finished here, I'll finish out my planning for the week and, you know, get my Mondays off to a good start.
So glad that you joined us. Nobody else decided to call in. We thank Johnny for calling in. That was a new person. Hopefully they'll give us a like, give us a follow. You can find me at Real Talk with Riri, R-E-R-E. On Instagram, and you can find Coco at Coco Plans 2. Ryan, as she said, is Ryan Loves to Plan. And she gave you a couple others. I have to screenshot them and post them so that I don't just overwhelm you with, you know, names and stuff. I got you. I got you. Check us out in Facebook group in The Realist, and that's where I'll post all her information. But you can join her Facebook group also. It's called BK Paradise. And that way she'll give you more tips, tricks, and, you know, ways.
Cool.
Yes, cool to the perfect night or day or evening, you know, whatever.
Hey, like, you got to get that planner, that OM in the car in traffic.
Okay, listen. It's a whole thing, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a whole community of people.
Yeah.
It is important.
Yeah. And if you see them with the pineapples on their car, look away, honey.
Look away.
Coco, do you have anything else to add? Oh, hearts and minds clear.
Oh, my heart and mind is clear. I'm just going to be using the discount.
Yes.
How long does my discount last? Because I might need a night to look over and think about it.
Yes.
My new wife.
I will put that out till the end of the week for your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, remember, you guys, we got some mess to talk about, but today ain't the day. But soon come, because I know y'all know about it, and you know we know about it, because we knew about it first. Did you see the sneak peek? If you're not in The Realist and didn't see the sneak peek of the mess that was about to ensue, baby, we had it already.
Mm.
We had it already.
Oh.
So so be sure to tune in so that you can find us. You know how to find us. We are on Instagram, like I said, at Real Talk with Riri. You can click on our link tree and do all the things. look at all the links, use all the codes, buy all the copies. And I'll put a link. That's what I can do. I can put up a link to your bedroom candy consultant thing. I'll put it
okay.
up there.
Yeah, but they need to reach out to her to get the discount. They won't get it on the site.
Yeah, I can do that. All right. As always, we are messy, but we not malicious, y'all.
I love it. I love it. You have nothing nice to say, then come sit next to me.
Okay.
Hello.
I love a good messy.
Yeah, but we ain't malicious. We just know it a little bit. You know how we
just
do.
Just a little bit. We are all here for the... I'm here for the messiness. I love it.
Yes. All right, so make sure that you guys tune in next week. Not sure who we have. It might be a surprise. It might not. It might just be us talking about some real mess, some messy mess. Or not. Who knows? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.